True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We are going to get to Hill Notes at the end, very end of today's show, 9:45. So plenty of time to leave one of those, a voice note on any topic on the Odyssey app. And talk to your heart's content on any topic. You'll see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and leave us a voice note. We'll play the best ones back later. And Nick Kostos will join us in about 20 minutes and tell you how to wager this weekend. It is time now, though, for Beat the Geek. And so at one point, we were doing what we normally do, which is ridiculing Scheim. And in this particular case, we were ridiculing him about his sports wagering advice. And so we decided that we would try to go on a quest to bring in the most, perhaps some of the most unlikely individuals who could go up against Scheim every week. And so our influencer is here this morning, Courtney. She is your good friend. So
yeah.
Why don't you introduce her to everybody?
You guys may know her as the style color analyst, but it's my dear friend, Sugar Shane Shani, who's joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Very, very nice to have you. How do you guys know each other?
So we met through a mutual friend, Lily.
Okay.
But Shani's a girl about town, so she's the girl to know, really.
Okay. And so at one point recently, you did Courtney's colors.
I sure did.
Okay. What's the fee for that, for the regular person who wants to do that?
The fee?
Yeah. Like, is it a lot or is it?
It's $175.
Oh, that's very
reasonable.
That's very reasonable.
It is. Yeah.
How did you get into reading people's colors?
Yeah. So I learned color analysis. I did a personal styling mentorship in Milan, and it was part of the curriculum there, and took it and ran.
Okay, and what are the factors that go into figuring out what somebody looks best wearing?
Yeah, so it's all about the contrast between your skin, your eyes, and your hair. And it's about, like, the undertone of your skin, not the outermost layer. So that's why it, like, doesn't change for life. You do it once, and you learn best suited colors, metals, hair, makeup.
What about somebody like Curtis who has no hair?
That's hurtful.
Like, what do you do with that?
Yeah, you go off of, like, what maybe they had as a child or you know, arm and leg hair type of thing. You can really pull from anywhere.
Huh, okay. Mm.
Well, there's right. always hope.
Does facial hair play into it much? Like, because Greg is dark haired, but he has turned a bit salt and pepper. Does that affect when you are...
In the beard area.
In the beard.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, even if you turn gray, you can still be either, like, you know, a warm gray or a cool gray. It's still based on, it's changing based on your natural hair. Yeah. So it'll still work.
Yeah. Greg is not a cool gray.
Curtis, you would have just wanted to jump out of a window listening to Greg during the break with Sinead. And he's like, do you have blue eyes? He's like, some would call them baby blue.
Baby blue. I mean, that's what I've been told. I have no idea. I can't see
it. It is amazing how you got all this confidence with nothing to back it up.
All right.
All right. Now, how would one follow you if they want to follow you on the social medias?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Shani Breiman. I know it's a tough name, so it's S-H-A-N-I, and then the last name is B-R-E-I-M-A-N, or my website at www.styledbyshani.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to look at Wiggy and figure out what Wiggy might be?
I definitely think Wiggy is on Coco and I's team. Definitely an autumn.
Okay. An autumn?
Yeah.
So what's an autumn?
Wait, did you say a bottom or an autumn?
An autumn.
<That's good enough>. Doesn't matter. Sometimes bottom, top, don't work out for all of us.
Autumn with an A.
I like it all.
So Wiggy is, why is he an autumn?
And what is an autumn?
Autumn is like, I'm assuming it's like burnt orange.
Yeah, or, there yeah, you go. Okay, yeah, you, yeah. Okay, autumn is like.
I have been to Milan also.
Okay. Yeah, you were in my class. I saw you there. Yeah. That's where Greg and I actually met.
Greg actually has had many Milano cookies. That's really his expertise.
I do like Italian food. Okay, but the autumn colors are what?
They're warm.
Okay.
Yeah, so meaning they have a higher like concentration of yellow than they do blue. So lots of beiges, browns, creams, olive greens. Mm-hmm. You got the burnt orange, butter yellow in there. That's a trending one, butter yellow.
Olive green on you, I think, would actually really pop.
Listen, Courtney, my wife said I can wear anything. Yeah. I just look that good.
Yeah. Greg is just pissed that he doesn't get butter yellow.
No, I'd like to be
Yeah, Greg, I don't know about the butter yellow for you.
Yeah. Okay. What about, have you looked at Curtis yet? So Curtis, right. Curtis,
yeah, I look like an alien.
Stand up if you could. What do you see when it comes to Curtis?
I honestly think Curtis could also be an autumn. Looking
really?
At him,
oh, we're all autumn.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say autumns and summers are the most popular. Spring and winter are the rare ones.
Okay. What would you say I am?
It's autumn. Tough because I didn't know you had blue eyes until I walked in. So maybe I could see you being a summer. Honestly.
A summer.
Yeah,
and what's
like
summer?
A soft summer specifically.
A soft summer.
And what is that?
So it's neutral undertones. So your colors are more muted. Think of like some muted grays, blues, some navy in there.
Okay.
Not as much on the yellow and orange side.
Yeah.
Which is kind of your wardrobe. You have a lot of grays and blues.
My wardrobe is mostly free sweatshirts that I've been given.
Right. You do Lululemon.
Can confirm. So it would be a soft blue.
Yes, exactly.
Is that something I should go to Northeast Men's Health about?
I think you should.
Okay, soft blue or soft summer. Mm-hmm. Now, what about Chime? Have you had a chance to check out the guy you're going up against and beat the geek?
Oof.
What do you think?
Chime is tough.
Yeah.
A bit of an enigma.
That's never been said.
I think maybe a winter. Yes. Maybe a winter.
A winter.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Or an autumn.
What's a
from here?
What's a winter?
A winter has really highly saturated colors. So it basically takes your colors and like intensifies them. So instead of like a muted blue, we'd see like a royal blue or purples. Lots of jewel tones in there. So like the berry red, white and black are the only found in the winter season.
Yeah.
Does wear a lot of black.
I wear a lot of black because I think it's slimming.
Is that what it is?
Is that true?
People say that, but it's interesting because black is only found in one out of the four seasons. So there's a very slight chance that black is actually in your color palette.
Huh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So interesting. And if you wear these colors, does it affect your mental well-being? What's the benefit of wearing the color? You just look better and feel better.
Yeah, the idea is that it brings out your natural features the most, whereas like the incorrect color casts certain shadows, ages you. And so it's all about like bringing out your natural features the absolute most that you can.
Very interesting. Well worth the $175.
I told you.
Especially for the single dudes out there. Now they know what to put on.
Yeah.
So they want to get some ladies.
Right.
Or it's a nice gift.
Oh, yeah. It's a good gift. Yeah. Now, you don't watch a lot of football.
Not at all.
Okay. You're a Celtics fan.
Major Celtics fan. Yes.
What do you think? What are you expecting this season without Jason Tatum?
Rebuilding.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a rebuild.
It's a pause.
You're not expecting much.
Cautiously optimistic, I should say.
Okay.
But we'll always root for them. So.
Okay. We're going to ask you to pick these games up against Shime. And how are you? Have you decided what you're going to, since you don't watch a lot of NFL, what are you going to pick based on?
Color of uniform, maybe.
Okay.
I like that.
Is it in my palette? No.
Yeah.
I know. I should say I know a little bit. A little bit.
You know, a little bit. All right. Well, let's start with the Patriots and Miami. And Shime, you can pick first. The geek can pick first. Who are you taking on Sunday?
I will take the New England Patriots. Love that they're +2.5. Love that they're the underdog here. Give me the Pats.
Okay.
As a Boston sports fan, I got to take the Pats as well.
Okay. All right. You are taking the New England Patriots.
I am.
And do we know what they're wearing on the road this week?
Whites.
From a palette perspective. Okay. All right. Is that okay with
It's going to be hot.
It's okay.
It's a summer.
We can table the palette for the Patriots, but for the other teams, no.
Okay. All right. We're not doing the night. Well, let's go to Vikings-Falcons.
Ooh, Sunday Night Football. Okay. I got to go with my guy Michael Penix, or as once inaccurately reported on the news, Michael Penis Jr. Yeah. I will take him and the Atlanta Falcons +3.5. I love that hook. Give me the Falcons, baby.
Okay, Vikings or Falcons?
I'm gonna take the Vikings.
Yeah,
I love this. How come? They have the purple and yellow uniform, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Nailed it.
That is the hardest uniform to pull off in the NFL.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
Because that shade of yellow with that shade of purple does not fit in any person's color analysis season.
Normally wouldn't go together.
No. Huh. So I feel bad.
It's a good pick, too.
Probably means they'll win the game.
Yeah.
Well, based on that alone. Okay.
What are you, Eagles, Chiefs?
Yes, we were going to do Eagles and the Chiefs. Shime?
Yeah, go Birds. I'm taking the Eagles. Eagles only 1.5 favorite. Yeah, this is I will slam this all day. Give me the Eagles.
Okay. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Yeah, really?
Okay. Wow. Yes.
What do you make of the red, like the Kansas City
That
red?
Is exactly in our autumn palette.
Amen.
Right. Yeah, with the yellow, it's like that orangey sort of red in there.
Yes, it is part of the autumn palette. Yes.
Mahomes does look good in red.
That's you, Coach. You don't wear a lot of red.
I mean, I do.
You do
okay. Got to be careful wearing red in certain areas.
Greg.
I don't think certain areas. I don't think Shanee does gang colors. Well, but
she's doing hers? Red. You got to be careful, especially on the West Coast.
I just got a text from Talina that said that she'd love Wiggy in muted colors. I don't know.
That ain't happening, Captain.
All right, and then we were doing the Buccaneers and the Texans. Am I correct about that, Shime?
Yeah, let's do it, baby. Let Baker bake. I'm taking the Bucks.
Okay. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Houston Texans.
I'm taking the Buccaneers.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, all right, why?
They got the red uniform too, right?
Yep. They do.
Yeah, they do.
I prefer the creamsicle one.
Yeah, I do like the creamsicle.
We all know you like creamsicle.
Pull that one off. They don't wear that though that much.
All right. I mean, do you want to do Niners and Saints because of Mack Island or no?
I think we have to.
I think we probably should.
This is I did not prep Shani for this
one. Okay. So Mack Jones is going to play. Our old quarterback here is going to play for the San Francisco 49ers this weekend. So, Shime, who do you like in that?
Yeah, I'm taking the Saints, Greg. What do you think this is?
Well, you're wearing a Mack jersey.
No, I'm wearing a Drake May jersey. Get it right. Thank you.
Okay. What do you think? 49ers or New Orleans Saints?
I got to go with the 49ers.
Yeah.
Okay. All
Let's sauce it up.
All right. Well, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
So thank you for
good
taking the time.
You're the best.
And so
this is great because she could actually crush us.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Like, it's not just one game.
Right.
They picked three separate.
I know.
I'm here to win.
You are here to win. All right. Well, thank you for doing this with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a little goofy, we know, but
good luck.
We appreciate
it. I love it.
Oh, one more time. How can they follow you on Instagram right now?
Yeah, at Shani Breiman, ShaniBreiman.
Okay. That is Beat the Geek. And here is Courtney with What is Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Packers, they look good. They make Thursday night football 27-18 against the Commanders. Jordan Love completed 19 of 31 passes for 292 yards and 2 touchdowns in the win. It is believed that the Commanders running back Austin Eckler suffered a torn Achilles. Dietrich Wise went down with a quad injury, and Packers receiver Jaden Reed broke his collarbone. The Red Sox are back in action tonight, 7:10 first pitch against the Yankees, with Lucas Giolito getting the start at Fenway. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And as we look towards the weekend tomorrow, UMass Amherst has Iowa on the road. We feel good about that, Wiggy, or a bit tough?
Let's go. I mean, it's going to be a tough game, but, you know, the boys can pull it off.
All right.
Get it right.
Okay, that's at 7:30, and following that up, BC has Stanford out west at 10:30. Pats have week 2 in Miami, 1 p.m. kickoff for that. And step up your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor, trusted by Rob Ninkovich and Charlie McAvoy. Change your lettuce and change your life with a free hair loss consultation. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. We've got your Hill Notes coming up next.
We don't. Ciccone. Throw. We'll talk to you. Drive one. High and deep. All right.
Tried to rip it off after she hit the tees. And
about how you should wager this weekend. Hill Notes coming up at 9:45.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Coming up on Monday, we will be at Gillette Stadium for Patriots Monday, and Mike Vrabel will be on this show at 6:30, and Boomer Esiason, as he always is, will be on this show at 8. Coming up, we will check in with Nick Kostos and get some recommendations when it comes to wagering this weekend. Is it a read every text, Curtis, Friday? Read every text Friday? There's a text for you here.
Oh, I love it. Of course.
617 text says, Curtis, DNC would be rolling over in their graves over this segment with regard to the influencer.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard from DNC or C in a long time, but that actually was an idea I had.
Oh, wait, what? Wait. They can blame Beat the Geek on you, Curtis?
Yep. Noted.
I thought it was
sporto.
Me. Oh, Courtney's just doing this to plug her friends. You would too, but nope, not my idea.
Nope. Well, I like had it. Them. But I thought of this. Actually, we talked about the girl that was hired by ESPN. There were a lot of sports journalists enraged that ESPN hired a influencer. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, this is brilliant. ESPN, instead of trying to find and pay for ads that target the demo, they hired someone who was already targeting that demo. Mm-hmm. And I figured there's got to be a lot of people that will enjoy the show, whether it's Courtney or Shime or Wiggy, Greg, myself, whatever.
Yeah.
And why don't we tap into someone else? And then they also can join a show where many people wouldn't have heard of them. Mm. So you go, wow. Win-win,
I like
bring these. In new people, widen the tent, and we'll see what we do.
I appreciate that you want to try new things, but honestly, could you just go back to doing it the way it was done
right.
Back in the like? Right.
It's kind of like there's a reason why Greg's here.
Right. Yeah, no, all of these know-it-alls in the Twitch, they should go out for Greg's job, honestly.
Well,
How many years have you been doing this? I don't know.
Well, I mean, actually, or what do I tell people? I tell people 10 years.
Yeah,
no. I started when I was 25 and I'm 30.
10 years times 4.
I did think Courtney was going to get fired because she mentioned salt and pepper. But.
Well, if we're going to really get back to things how they used to be, well, then we should probably talk. Maybe the Pat should really focus on more of a power scheme running
Ooh.
System.
I agree with that.
You like that?
I do agree
Wiggy,
with that.
Wiggy, what are you more of a fan of, plugging the A or the B gap?
I would say probably the B gap.
I like it.
Because, you know, A gap, you can make some plays there, but B gap, if you don't protect the B gap, you have the ability to bounce it outside,
yeah.
create separation. I like the power scheme versus maybe a zone scheme, because if you go power scheme, now
it.
What you're doing is you're cutting the yeah. defense
but
in
what about
half.
This? But what about this, Wiggs? How do you stop a play action to the seam?
Well, play action to the seam, the most important thing focus on is those linebackers can't be super aggressive.
Yep.
Oof, I fell All right? asleep.
Otherwise, sure. they're toast.
Well, you don't like that?
No.
Attack right over their heads.
I'm a fan of more X's and O's, less entertainment.
Right, right. Jimmy's and Joe's.
I like the X's and O's. I thought we could dive right into
that's
it.
That's kind of my thing.
Oh.
We'll just all 22 it up the whole show.
Hey, Greg, what do you think about pad level?
Well, low man always wins, Curtis.
Amen
I've
to
heard that.
That. Preach.
And I watched, I got to give Will Campbell his kick set. Pretty good.
And you know what I think Sunday's going to come down to in South Florida? Whoever wins that vaunted turnover battle.
Yeah. See, I was going to go with who wins in the trenches.
Oh, I was going to say that, but yeah.
I was going to go with uniform color.
It's a good way to do it.
I do like purple and yellow, though. Minnesota yeah. does have a nice uniform.
But not in anyone's
yeah,
palette.
You wouldn't think that. Like, if you knew enough about colors,
right.
then you wouldn't think that. That's the point of the whole segment.
Right. No, I know that. I was like, wow, I feel like Justin Jefferson pulls it off in his
yeah.
uniform.
In some cases, to find that out, you would have to spend a reasonable amount of money for it. Not when you're listening to this show.
No, you got it for free.
A company just flew her out to Chicago. She was in Chicago for the last 2 days doing the entire company's color analysis.
And I will give her credit. I do like the browns and the beiges. I feel like when I put, well, the, I mean, it's the man who makes the clothes. But when I put the brown and the beige on... You know, it's just another level.
I think yeah. you should try some olives.
Olives?
Olive tones.
Olives.
It's like a
black?
Green. No, green.
That's green?
A muted green.
Oh, that's black olives I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
You're actually thinking about a food?
No, she yes. said olives. Yes.
Right, like yeah. the olive.
Right, but there's black yeah, that was olives. A, no.
But the color olive.
I think most people think of olives as being green, right. do they huh? not?
Yes.
Wiggy's yeah. doing a Putin-esque.
See, I don't. I think of, when I think of olives, what comes on the Greek salad?
Kalamata olives.
What color are those?
I honestly can't stand the olives.
Right.
I only like them in my martinis.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're in a Greek salad.
I don't like olives either, but I'm just saying when they come in a Greek salad, generally, they're usually black.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't really, when you said olive, I was like, oh, well, you know, what color?
Oh,
so
sure.
olive is
green.
Means green first.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Like a muted green.
Learn some. What's muted? What does that mean?
It's not bright.
Say?
It's not like an emerald.
Oh, okay.
It's an olive.
So what's a soft green then.
An olive.
That's muted?
Yeah.
Right. Learn something new every day.
All right. Well, is Nick ready to go, Sean?
I believe he is.
Okay.
He's an olive guy for sure.
Well, we'll find out momentarily. On the line with us now is the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey sports betting insider, Nick Kostos. And he is presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check out the latest lines on the BetMGM app. And catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Good morning and hello, sir.
What's going on, guys? And I am Greek, but I actually don't really love olives to
wow.
answer that question I think you were going to ask me.
Yeah.
Have you ever had your color done?
I'm not sure what that means.
We just had an influencer in here, and she told everybody what color they should wear in order to look their best.
I have to tell you something. This is not a great thing to say out loud on a sports radio show. I say it on my show. I I like really like men's fashion, and I have thought about this topic. I bleep you not. I could actually send text messages that I've sent to my wife this week where I am considering now only wearing, like, cause I want to get a new sports coat, right?
Mm, yeah.
Cause I have a couple that I don't like anymore. I think a man needs to have like two or three sports coats, right? That he really likes that you can alternate or whatever. And I'm trying to decide what color I want to get. And I think I really only want to wear like three or four colors for the rest of my life. I saw an Instagram video. Giorgio Armani just passed away, right?
Yeah.
I saw an Instagram video of Giorgio Armani, and he's talking and he says, whenever I'm looking to get dressed in the morning, I always default to wearing something blue.
Huh.
And he goes, the reason why is because I look good in blue. So I was thinking, what colors do I look good in? I think I've identified those colors, and I don't think I'm straying from those colors for the rest of my life.
Well, what are they?
Well, I have dark skin, I have dark eyes, I have a beard, so I have dark complexion, so earth tones, browns.
That would be in autumn.
Yeah, you're nailing it.
That's for autumn. I guess like in the summer like light blue, but...
No. You're in autumn year round.
Yeah, I think that's 100% right.
Yeah.
I think I can pull off like emeralds and sapphire blue, my wedding jacket was emerald green. I thought it looked great. The jacket that I wore at my reception. So I would say earth tones and then like emerald and like sea blue, anything that's in the earth palette, I think that looks best on me.
Well, I'll put you with my boy Quazzo. I'll hook you up with a nice suit.
I would like to talk to him, seriously, because I went to an Italian place by here. They wanted to charge me $2,000.
No. And Costos, the athletic wear, athletic suits, the way to go. I don't like the short where they hug your balls and your thighs.
What do you mean an athletic suit? What does that mean?
That means it's that stretchy material.
Breathable.
You feel comfortable. You're breathable. Yeah. So
You know what we need to do?
I'm trying to help you out, brother.
No, I don't need it.
Are you sure?
I think so. I could be wrong. But we got it. Like, everyone wants to get away from, like, the classic style of menswear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what the most offensive thing to me is? It's not. Like, there are things that are more offensive. But what's very offensive to me is the guy that wears sneakers with a suit. I think it's the worst possible look in the history of looks. It's horrible.
Very popular now, though, like the black sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Wiggy likes doing a sneaker with a suit.
Wiggy's not great about guy. It's a horrible look.
No. See, here's the problem is you don't know enough about fashion. It's not about the sneaker. It's if you just talked about Versace. If you got a nice Versace casual sneaker to go with a suit.
No.
Or a Prada shoe.
No.
That's the difference. See,
In the summer, if you're going outdoors in like a linen suit, then yes. Otherwise, like, why can't you put like a pair of nice shoes or a pair of loafers on?
You're from New York. We wear Tim's in the summer, so Nick, stop it.
Courtney, do you agree with me?
I like to do the, and people are going to hate this, I like the no sock look with a loafer.
Well,
show
the ankles. I wouldn't do that with a suit, but I have that loot. I do wear that look a lot.
It's a good one.
Nick, text for you that says maybe you should focus on giving us a couple winners this week.
I could do that. Is that a real text or is that just like content created from the mind of Greg Hill?
No, it's real.
That sounded to me like let me say this here as a way to like take a jab at Nick, which is fine. You should just do that.
That's to Greg's credit, actual 781 text, Nick.
Yeah, right. I appreciate that. Nice Massachusetts area code. Thank you.
Wiggy is calling this a must win for the Patriots Sunday.
I mean, I guess. So what do you guys think is going to happen? I'll give my opinion. What do you guys think?
I think they're going to win, but I think it's actually going to be close, and that worries me. I would rather see Drake May perform well and nobody gets hurt and them win rather than absolutely crush them, and it's just because Miami stinks.
You obviously want to get the win here. I lean towards the Patriots. It's worth noting the betting market this morning is moving towards Miami. So Miami right now is a 2.5-point home favorite. This is like the cluster F game of total epic proportion where, you know, like the Patriots looked bad last weekend against the Raiders, but like they didn't quit. And I don't think they hate their coach. And Wiggy, you can answer this question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of, like, you played at the highest level, you won a championship. Have you ever heard of an NFL team having a players-only meeting after the first week of the season? Or, like, any sport team after the first game of the season having a players-only meeting?
Not the first week, but I've been a part of players-only meetings.
Yeah, but it was long. I mean, Nick is spot on.
Yeah, it's usually...
they can't stand him.
No, no, they it's usually midway through the season after some things are going on and you know you want to get in there and try to rally the troops, but the first week tells me like, "Oh yeah, they think this guy is an absolute buffoon."
Yeah, so I don't think there's any question about it. And Miami's down, maybe their best corner, who's a great name, Darkwing's nephew, Storm Duck. They're down the entire right side of their offensive line, James Daniels and Austin Jackson, and yet they're getting bet. I think one of the reasons why, and we talked about this last week, and it really did manifest itself, right? Like, Christian Gonzalez didn't play last week. He's their best corner. Carlton Davis is a boom. He's a really nice number two. I don't like him as a number one, and he could get shredded by Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle in this game. And Gonzalez, it feels like, is going to miss this game as well. Oh. Harold Landry's banged up. So, look, if you made me bet the game, I'd bet the Patriots, but I don't have a ton of confidence when it comes to predicting the winner of this one.
Chiefs-Eagles?
So I like the over. Kansas City's defense last Friday night against the Chargers was alarming. Like, the pass defense was very poor. And that's not to take away from the game that Justin Herbert had. Like, he was magnificent. But I think we're used to seeing better from the Kansas City Chiefs defense. And if Quentin Johnston and Keenan Allen can do what they did last Friday night, now here's A.J. Brown, who's the ultimate squeaky wheel, who had one catch for 8 yards in the season opener against the Cowboys, and Devontae Smith. And on the flip side, and I said this all summer, and this is not to say, guys, that the Eagles are bad. I still think, even with what Green Bay did last night, the Eagles are the most likely team to represent the NFC in Super Bowl 60. Their secondary's not very good. Adoree Jackson's been toast for years. And like, we all watched him last Thursday night get burnt repeatedly. They were talking about it on the broadcast by Cowboys receivers. And Eagles defensive coordinator Vic Fangio comes out 2 days ago and goes, Adoree Jackson's going to start for us this weekend. Like, does anyone think that's a problem? That he's that bad and he's the best option?
Well, it might be a problem, Nick, but he is also all going up against Hollywood Brown this week compared to George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, how did Hollywood Brown play on Friday night?
Well, yeah, it's because he got like 16 targets.
Okay, but what do you think's going to happen on Sunday?
Fair. I get. Yeah, I mean, maybe, but I just...
Fair or maybe? Which one?
I don't know. I don't think the Chiefs offense looks all that good. It really looked very clunky and disorganized.
Which defense? No,
the Chiefs offense. And so, like, I understand that the Philly secondary isn't great, but the pass rush they're going to be able to get in a game that Jalen Carter actually plays, I think will kind of offset.
Are we interviewing you in the segment, or am I getting interviewed?
I was just throwing out a counter because you were on one side, so I was just throwing out a counter, seeing if you had something to come back with. That's all, you know.
Well, I mean, listen,
have a conversation, my friend.
Yeah, the Chiefs' offense was, I thought it was okay. Also, you know, like Travis Kelce, like, cross-checked his own teammate and knocked him out like three plays. Can we get
That's
his?
True.
You know what? Like, I'm so good. He can do the podcasts, and I don't care about his relationship at all. I don't care. Like, he can do the podcasts and the ridiculous GQ cover shoot where he looks like Razor Ramon. Like, it's ridiculous. It's pretentious beyond, and I'm pretentious, and this is too pretentious. Like, you can get away with that stuff when you're catching passes and not injuring your teammates because your head's not in the game.
The
I'd like to see a better performance.
Would make me believe that you do care.
Well, I care because it lost me money.
Oh, well.
But do I care that he's with Taylor Swift? Like, I don't. I actually think they're kind of cool. Like, I don't mind them at all. But, like, you can't do all that stuff and then be a curtain jerk and slappy jabroni on the field, and that's what he was last week. And he said it.
Nick, I think Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the NFL. It's not a hot take. But the last two regular
Strong
seasons.
Strong agree.
And this year. If that is anybody else, if it's Aaron Rodgers, if it's Peyton Manning, if it's Tom Brady, there is at least some simmering conversation about why things have not remained so great. Why do you think Mahomes avoids that?
I think that he's, you know, you use some really good, like, names there, like Rodgers and Peyton. Like, he's Brady. And I'm not saying he's as good as Brady,
right.
But he's thought of in the way that Brady's thought of. And Brady was thought of on a different level than those other guys. So you're willing to give more leash to Tom Brady. You're willing to give more leash to Patrick Mahomes. And for what it's worth, and Brady had that insane streak of consecutive AFC championship games, like, this is a crazy stat. Has Patrick Mahomes started a year for the Kansas City Chiefs? Yes. In that year, have they made the AFC championship game? Yes. Every single year, they've gone to at least Championship Sunday. So
and overtime in Championship Sunday.
Well, then, they wanted the loss against the Patriots, the first one. Shout out to Dee Ford. And then losing to the Bengals in, like,
Which
an insane fashion the second time.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, Curtis, like me, maybe this is the year that the Chiefs fall off, and like they could get blitzed on Sunday. Like it could happen. It happened in the Super Bowl. I'd like to see it before I believe it, and I kind of felt that way watching the Patriots in their heyday as well.
Nick, can my guy Mac Jones lead the Niners to a win?
His cell phone number is 281-330-8004, and I would say maybe. Who got that reference?
I didn't.
That was way over my head.
Did anyone on your crew understand that reference?
No.
I thought you were doing an 867-5309.
Yeah, how about this? Get one of that 781 number, that smart ass being like, we're the picks. Did you get that reference, buddy?
Is it a song?
Is that like San Francisco area code?
No, that's Mike Jones, Mac Jones.
Oh, okay.
Is it Kiss Me Through
Mike
the Phone?
Jones.
No, it's 281-330-8004. Hit Mike Jones up on the low because Mike Jones about to blow.
And that was his real number, too.
I love that.
Yeah. Back then they didn't want me, and now I'm hot, they all on me.
You went way back to get Mike Jones, huh?
Yeah, awesome, man. It's like my formative years, man. Right. I used to get wasted and get keg parties in basements listening to that
I didn't know
song.
You loved Texas hip-hop.
Where else
I'm a big Paul Wall guy.
I'm a Paul Wall guy, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Rob a jewelry store and tell him make me a grill.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
What is going on?
Where else could you have autumn colors dictating your palette into Mike Jones' lyrics?
No other show.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And Paul Wall.
And Paul Wall. And I would definitely go wear an ice grill.
Yeah, the candy paint is dripping. It's simply amazing.
Yeah. Right. I love swags. I love the swags and swangers.
Love it.
You know, Cadillac.
Mac Jones. Yeah, man. We could talk a lot about
Man,
we
could talk Houston hip hop all day long.
Bun B, tremendous.
Appreciate
UGK,
it.
Yes. UGK on the ground kicks.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, Bun B.
Play it. What's the song with Andre 3000? Anyway, Mac Jones. I'm worried about Mac Jones this weekend. Because it's not just that, obviously, like he's not very good. It's also that I think the Niners might not stink. Like the head coach is too good for them to stink. Trent Williams, who's a first ballot Hall of Fame left tackle, got beaten like a drum last week by Boye Mafe and the Seattle Seahawks front. Like the offensive line did not play well. I don't think this defense, this is not like the Monstars that it's been in the past for San Francisco. George Kittle's on IR. Jawan Jennings hasn't practiced this week. Like it might be Mac Jones with Ricky Pearsall and Christian McCaffrey and that's it. I would actually, if I had to bet the game, I would take the points with the Saints, who I thought played way better than expected last week. And Spencer Rattler actually looked like a functional NFL quarterback. Not that he's great, but last year he looked unplayable. So I think Kellen Moore did a nice job with him this offseason. Lean for me towards the Saints, probably not a game I'll be betting.
All right, Nick Kostos, as always, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it greatly.
I was hoping you were going to ask me to rap Grills. I know every word of the song.
Yes.
Go ahead. But
stay off that scissor.
Why don't you wrap us out into commercial break?
All right, so we want to start with Nelly. Nelly's part or Paul Wall's part?
Either one.
Okay, ready? I'll stop when I think there's a terrible word that's going to be said. All right. Got 30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top, all invisible set of little ice cube blocks. If I could call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. If I could call out a price, let's say I'd call out a lot. I got like platinum and white gold, traditional gold. I'm changing grills every day. Like Jay changed clothes, I might be grilled out nicely. In my white tee. On South Beach. In my wife beat. VVS studded. You can tell when they cut it. You see, my grandmama hate it, but my little mama love it. Cause when I open up my mouth, my grill gleaming. I stay low from the chiefin'. I got a grill I call candy pin, babe. You know what that means. I got something, something, something drop jelly bean. I wouldn't change it for nothing. Only a crazy man would. So if you catch me in your city somewhere out in your hood, you say,
smile,
I'm wishing
me,
you minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
And the disclaimer, despite what you think, Nick is not on any kind of a substance at all. It's all natural. Right,
good
Nick?
Job, Kostos. That's a
that
great
was amazing.
Job.
That was my favorite minute of radio.
That is
ever.
Your favorite song, but when you have that one song, you can rap every lyric. Great
someone
job.
Said, watch out, Eminem.
That is good.
Yo, we got to get Kostos and Acrobatic together.
Oh, definitely.
Please. host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Cap. Well, I fear that allowing Nick Costos to rap has screwed us up when it comes to getting Hill Notes in this morning, Sean.
Yeah, we are tight up against it today, unfortunately.
Okay, that's fine. We can play some of them back Monday, I suppose. We will be at Gillette Stadium on Monday for a Patriots Monday. But we got to go today. Yeah.
Double wrap, though. You can't beat that.
No. I'm still trying to get over, because it appears to be fact now, that the father turned the suspect in when it comes to the assassination of Charlie Kirk and actually held him at the house until the police could arrive.
Yeah.
Is that what they're reporting?
That is what they're reporting. But it seems like he had a very normal life in Utah. Yeah, two parents, two siblings. It seems like they were a hunting family.
But imagine, like, as a parent, you're just watching the press conference and you realize that it's your son or your daughter.
I'm sorry. I'll wait for more information, but I would be shocked if this family was like, "Oh, we're gonna go watch BYU this weekend. Oh no, our son shot and killed a speaker at a rally."
You feel like they probably
there are warning signs that you don't just become. I don't think, but hey.
Some people do though. Some people, you know, I know kids like that that come from good upbringings and they for no reason chose the life of crime. You know, and
right, but you have a life of crime that leads to eventually being arrested. You don't just all of a sudden wake up and shoot and kill a guy.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that some people come from good households,
right?
And the parents like had no clue, like what's
going
on.
It's just crazy at this point. You can go find like the family members' Facebook accounts. Stuff's getting deleted as we're speaking right now, but screenshots have already been taken, and it's crazy to see a life that you know you had so much ahead of you and don't know where it went wrong.
All right, Jones and Keefe coming up next. We are back on Monday morning from Gillette. And thank you for being here all week long with us. We appreciate that. Patriots Friday rolls on. in advance of that game on Sunday with the Miami Dolphins. Wiggy says it is a must win.
Yep.
So hopefully we are back talking about a win on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Now the time has come for leaving.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.